This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, this is the Morning Run with Xiaoning and Philip. And we've got, of course, some news on technology and how you can perhaps make some money on it. But before that, let's take a look, quick look at the FBM KLCI, which is still up 0.11% to 1597.08. Will we get to the 1600 psychological level today? Well, we'll just have to follow BFM news throughout the day to find out. But in the meantime, let's talk about technology, because technology stocks on Bursa Malaysia, which are primarily involved in semiconductor-related businesses, have been a beneficiary of the increased demand over the last year.
Yes, so with the Bursa Technology Index KL Tech gaining around 115% over the last 12 months, while the KLCI was only up around 0.6%. So more recently, there has been news that supply growth has outpaced demand, which has added more bullishness across the sector. So which companies should you be paying attention to this sector?
So to find out, we speak to Tan Jay Yang, Senior Analyst at Hong Leong Investment Bank. Now, Jay Yang, what has led to this super outperformance by the Bursa Technology Index?
Hi. I think there are several factors to this. Firstly, I think it's because of the reintroduction of MCO, which I think increased retail participation. Since gloves are out of favor now, so I think a lot of interest has been poured into the tech sector. Secondly, I think also tech sector stands out above all other sectors because it's still expected to deliver more earnings. I mean, in my case, I expect them to deliver multi-year growth earnings. Thirdly, also due to the recent development whereby there are news reports saying that the demand has outstripped supply. I think what we can read is that about the auto crisis, whereby the sector has been hit or some of the automakers were forced to shut down, mainly due to shortage of chips. And we think that the whole supply chain from foundry to OSATs to semiconductor players, they all will likely benefit from this.
Yeah, so speaking of semiconductors, what are your expectations for global semiconductor sales in 2021 and what will drive that?
Since the semiconductor sales ended higher than our expectation of 5%, it actually ended with 6.5% growth in 2020 to $439 billion last year. We think that this momentum will continue. I think as for 2021, based on our compilation of market expectation, the sector is actually expected to ramp up at an even stronger average growth of 9.6%. While all product categories are expected to experience expansions, memory will lead the pack, followed by optoelectronics, analog sensors, discrete logic, and micro. I think the driver behind the memory bullish outlook is mainly due to the strength in memory prices.
So, Jay Yang, how does the semiconductor shortage factor into your overall analysis then?
Partly, I have already accounted for that by expecting higher utilization. And when we speak to the players also, they do have expansion plans and all this I have taken into consideration. However, I have not taken into consideration of ASP increase, although some of the regional players are talking about that, whereby they increase price or reduce the volume discount. I mean, this is happening in both the supply chain of either in foundry or even in OSATs. Having said that, it's also very hard to gauge because there are no exact figures to describe how severe is the situation. So far, what we can read is that the auto sector is severely impacted by plants, by GM, Toyota. They are all impacted and some of them were actually shut down or actually reduced capacity due to the chip shortage.
Yeah, so we have seen the dollar weaken against the ringgit over the last few months. Will this have a material impact on earnings?
Definitely, as the majority of their sales are dominated in US dollar. HLRB in-house, we expect US dollar to be softer in 2021, averaging about 4 ringgit to a US dollar compared to 2020's average of 4.20 to a US dollar. As such, we expect tech firms to be marginally impacted as their sales are majority dominated in US dollar, as mentioned. While I think we're partly cushioned by the US dollar cost items as well, mainly coming from the raw material.
And speaking of raw materials, I mean, gold, aluminium, copper, and even steel prices are on upward trajectories. Are you then concerned about the possible implications to the margins of these Malaysian tech players?
Definitely also. We think that all these prices may spell bad news for tech players. But, well, partly offset by the weaker US dollar projection, I think pricier commodities will exert pressures on margins for packages and equipment makers. However, we are not overly concerned at this juncture as industry-wide capacity constraint positions tech players with stronger bargaining power to pass through the higher cost material.
So Apple recently broke past $100 billion revenue in a single quarter, and much has been noted about the iPhone 12 supercycle. Who's likely to benefit from this?
I think in Malaysia, there are a few who will benefit from this, but let me just highlight those who have higher exposures. Firstly, it would be Inari Emerton, who has about 50% exposure to the Apple supply chain via their radio frequency product portfolio. Based on the iPhone 12 teardown, we think that Inari's client's exposure has actually increased. We actually realized that it has taken over the role of the high-frequency PAMID RF component. Besides that, also Inari itself is in rapid expansion mode to actually deliver more RF product to its client. Secondly, we think that Franken is also an indirect player in this supply chain for many chips in iPhone 12, especially the A14 Bionic chip, which is manufactured based on the 5-nanometer technology. Franken has the leading edge cleaning methodology to serve its client to achieve satisfactory yields.
But overall, Jayang, what are your top picks and why?
We maintain our overweight stance for the sector. Our sector report on the 13th January was timely, just before the tech rally. Happy to say that majority of our TPs are all exceeded within 2 weeks after the report. We maintain our tactical position in favor of front-end players. I think also due to the view that there are many countries that have rushed to develop their semiconductor capabilities, especially in leading-edge front-end fabrication, to be self-sufficient on the back of national strategic and security interests. On top of Franken and UWC, we also like Inari, which is an OSAT player, as mentioned, in leveraging on the iPhone 12 supercycle.
And what are the downside risks to your top picks here?
A few. Firstly, as discussed earlier, I think US dollar is one. Secondly, would be the raw material. The situation now seems slightly unfavorable, but as mentioned earlier, we are not so overly concerned as of now. Thirdly is actually the escalation of China-US conflict. I think this will actually disrupt the supply chain. It has already done so a little bit. While majority of the players we are, or as analysts, we are expecting this to ease to create a better or more conducive environment for the supply chain under Biden's administration.
Thank you for your time. That was Tan Jayang, senior analyst at Hong Leong Investment Bank, giving us his view on the tech sector. He sounds very bullish. His top three picks, I think, are Franken, Inari, and UWC. And I'm looking at some of the share price. So Inari this morning, 341, Franken, 484, UWC, 6 ringgit and 24 cents. But the common thing about all these stocks is the valuations. Not cheap. Inari, for example, if I look at Bloomberg, it's trading at 41 times, Franken, 62 times, UWC, 71 times. These are forward earning numbers. A lot of analysts being, basically prices may have moved ahead of earnings on anticipation of this, another super cycle, but in the tech space, because there's a shortage of semiconductor chips.
Explains 115% increase year on year.
Yeah. But that's all we have for you this morning. Up next, we have the Ringgit and Cents, where Roshan Kanisan and fund manager Danny Wong discuss what you need to know before you start investing. That's happening after the 9:30 a.m. news bulletin. Stay tuned for that. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.